Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Following a 4-1 defeat to Newcastle on Sunday, Manchester United now sit in 14th place on the table. They're bracing themselves for their worst ever Premier League finish. Now, despite the appointment of a new manager in the form of Ruben Amorim in November last year, their fortunes have only worsened, leading to the head coach himself saying this.
We are being the worst team, maybe, in history of Manchester United. I know that you want headlines, but I'm seeing that because we have to acknowledge that and to change that.
Is he right? Are they the worst team? Well, Jamie Jackson is Manchester football correspondent for The Guardian and The Observer. Hello, Jamie.
Hello there.
This is a bit depressing, isn't it? I was in a couple of sports shops over the weekend. I was looking for a shirt for my little Arsenal supporter who I have at home. And the wall was just full of Manchester United kit, all discounted. It's depressing for fans, isn't it? Jamie,
hello?
You there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I am. Yeah, you cut out for a second, Claire.
Well, you get my point about the discounted Manchester United stock, and it's a pretty low moment for the fans.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the clip you played there about Ruben Amorim saying it's the worst team in history, he's kind of half right. The 70s, maybe you could argue was worse, but yeah, discounted shirt says it all. I mean, they really, you know, in the sort of 12, 13 years of covering Manchester United, it is easily the worst side I've seen. And, you know, I sort of reported on the David Moyes side, which he got sacked after 34 games of the Premier League that year. You know, I'm doing the game this evening, Lyon, Old Trafford. It's 2-2, the Europa League quarterfinals. It's going to be the second leg. And who knows what will happen? And this is the problem. You know, he hasn't improved. I think we're 3 or 4 points off the top four when Ten Hag was sacked on the 28th of October. Well, as you sort of said then, brace himself for the worst ever season. And the joke going around the sort of press corps is, well, if they win at the weekend against Wolves at home, well, at least they'll be safe from relegation. You know, I don't think they're going to get relegated, but the point is, that's how far they've fallen.
Yeah, I mean, I was listening to Rio Ferdinand. He does that YouTube podcast thing, and he was saying that all the chatter on his WhatsApp groups when Man United are beaten has stopped, that nobody is bothering to mention it anymore. I mean, that is probably the worst indictment, isn't it, of a team, if people can't be bothered to knock the crack out of a defeat.
Yes, 100%. It's almost, you know, what's the word, apathetic, yeah? It's sort of like there's no passion left anymore to sort of like do that, or, you know, the fans themselves are sort of in an ongoing sort of vicious circle of gallows humour, you know what I mean? Sort of making jokes about what's going to go wrong today. I mean, Joshua Zirkzee is a really good example, Claire. You know, he's the Dutch 23 or 24-year-old striker or forward who's now been ruled out for the rest of the season. On the one hand, that's the latest sort of piece of bad luck for United. But on the other hand,
that line just keeps dropping on us there. I don't know if Jamie is... Sorry, Jamie, your line keeps cutting in and out. Can I just pick up on this whole theory that this is the worst Manchester United squad ever, which I, you know, I'm slightly uncomfortable saying because these are human beings at the end of the day with feelings and careers and all the rest. But they have had... Manchester have had bad periods in the past, but you have to go back, I think, to the 1930s to find something that's comparable to what they're going through now.
Yeah, I mean, I hear what you say. They are human beings, and I think they're trying their best. As, you know, there was a team that was relegated in, I think, 73, 74.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to try and improve that line, Jamie, because it keeps cutting out and we're losing what you're saying. We'll get Jamie Jackson back. I just want to go back to what we were talking to Owen McGee about, because we're getting messages in about people who have regrets when it comes to what they did and didn't do financially in their 20s. Joanne says that her 21-year-old has always saved half of what she earns from her part-time job. So no matter what pay she gets, thanks to her dad's advice when she was growing up, she always puts half of it away. Linda has a regret, her biggest regret, when she was in her 20s and not listening to my grandfather, who offered me a deposit for a mortgage. At the time, Linda didn't think it was cool. Oh, how I wished I listened to him. You should have had both hands out for that, Linda, and thank you for getting in touch. Jamie is back with us. Jamie, you were talking to us about whether this is the worst squad that we've ever seen in Manchester United. So carry on.
Yeah, I mean, with regard to the Premier League, 100%. I mean, it just is because of the position they're going to finish in and, yeah, you know, sort of the way they're playing. But there was a team in the 1970s that were relegated to the second tier of English football. I think it was the 73-74 season. So, you know, statistically, or in terms of performance, you'd have to say that was the poorest. And they've obviously also had teams many moons ago, as I think you mentioned, sort of late 1920s, 30s, which, you know, comparable. But, you know, in the modern era of where United, you know, if you look at it for where United were under Ferguson, you know, he won them 13 Premier League titles, set such a benchmark that only now will Liverpool, sort of 12 years later, when they win the title, overtake them as, the most titles in English football with 21. If you see how far they've fallen from there, if you look at it in that context, you'd have to say, because they've had that base that I've just talked about, you know, Ferguson left them as champions. They've had all the riches that have been spent on, they spent over, I think it's about $1.5 billion on transfers since Ferguson left. So if you look at it that way, yes, I mean, there is a case from being the sort of poorest of this modern era. And where they go from here, you know, I mean, there is, of course, a way they can qualify for the Champions League. If they were to win this competition, you know, they're playing tonight against Lyon in the Europa League. Mm-hmm. You know, they get into the Champions League and suddenly it's a game changer a little bit with regard to funds. If they don't, and it'll be tough tonight, you know, if they don't win that competition, yeah, they may still be able to raise the thick end of 80, 100 million for transfers this summer. So it'll still be a slow work in progress, you know, with regard to rebuilding this squad. He wants to play this way, which is a three at the back. This is Ruben Amorim. It's a very sort of, I've got to say it, counter-attacking way. He hasn't really got lots of players who fit that system. You know, again, like Ten Hag and, you know, sort of Solskjaer before Mourinho, he's having to come in and rebuild, kind of from scratch, a squad in his image, how he wants to play. And that takes time. And this is the problem. Each time a new manager comes in, you know, he tries his way. He gets sort of two or three summers in and, you know, results are awful, and that person is sort of sacked again, and it's like this sort of vicious sort of circle that United are caught in. Someone will fix it one day. I am optimistic, and whoever does, it may well be Amorim, will be a folk hero, obviously, in Manchester, you know, for the sort of red part of it. But it's difficult. You know, this summer will be interesting because Claire, he will have all, you know, many of those, all the signs will be his, plus Patrick Dorgan, who he brought in January. So you'd sort of say there are five or six players. So really, September, October, we'll have a really good measure of how good this guy is in the Premier League.
Mm-hmm. And he will be there till then?
Well, that's a very good question. No, it's the right question to ask. Listen, there's no guarantees. They go out tonight and at the end of the sort of season, completely and utterly sort of nosediving. You know, Ratcliffe is a gentleman who's liable to wake up one day and say no more. I'm not saying that will happen, but he did it with Ten Hag. Yeah, he did it with Ten Hag and he did it with Ashworth, the sporting director.
All right, well, Jamie, we need to leave it there. I hope you get a good game tonight at the very least. That's Jamie Jackson. That's it for today.